Thank you so much, Sue and Andy and Marcy, for being here today, and thank you for attending our session this afternoon. Okay, so now we're going to move into some of the work that the ASNA Evaluation Committee has accomplished under the leadership of Marcy and Sue as chairs of the Leadership Committee of ASNA. And none of our work, I would like to say, has been done in isolation. We've worked very close with Andy and the Western Region Office, now with NCORE. So we really are working collectively and collaboratively as we're moving through this shift or this paradigm to capture the data that we need to capture and communicate our messages effectively. I'd like to acknowledge Trina Barno, who unfortunately could not be with us today. Trina does lead the communications subcommittee of the Evaluation Committee. We know in public health we always have many committees and acronyms, and I work with the accountability team on the Evaluation Committee, focusing on those common measures and those common indicators that Annie's work has really laid the groundwork for, and now in collaboration with NCORE. I have no financial disclosures as well. Okay, so I'm briefly going to try to move through my slides so we can save time for a rich Q&A session towards the end. When we talk about the challenge, we're really talking about this shift from the traditional direct education model of SNAP Ed to the more comprehensive approaches using policy systems and environmental change in addition to social marketing. I was in a session yesterday and the term came up about filling the cracks and crevices of SNAP Ed with PSEs, and I just love that analogy because that's really what this is all about, really a comprehensive focus to our traditional model. Not that direct education is not appropriate and not that it's not needed, but we do need to have the environmental supports to make and sustain positive behavior change in our populations. So with the subcommittees, we call them Team A for accountability and Team C for communications. We've been assessing priorities both in terms of measurement as well as communication strategies. We've been looking at common priorities for national reporting in tandem with the Western Region Office and now NCORE. And we've been working collectively on how we're communicating impact both within our states and across our states to have a national voice, a national hymn for SNAP Ed. So the new focus, relatively new focus of SNAP Ed as of 2010 is a focus on improving food choices in terms of healthier food options, creating opportunities for physical activity with a focus on the built environment, of course the social, the cultural, normative, and the messaging environments as well. But this whole focus with collaborating with our built environment partnerships has really opened up the doors for our work. And it is a very complex nutrition program, one of the most complex programs I've worked in, and so therefore we do need all of these tools to capture the great work that states are doing. The addition of PSEs, as mentioned several times, and now we can really truly say that SNAP Ed is a comprehensive, multi-level approach using a combination of the triad, the direct ed, the social marketing, and PSEs. Okay, Sue laid a beautiful groundwork, and it's been such a pleasure to work with the team here today. I've learned so much, and Andy's solicited reviewers for the interpretive guide, but I encourage any of you working in SNAP Ed programming within your states to also get active on ASNA. It's been a great and wonderful learning opportunity and partnership opportunity across the country. So as of 2010, under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, and I won't reiterate the beautiful groundwork Sue laid, but we are required to have community public health approaches in addition to physical activity. We didn't talk about physical activity 10 years ago in SNAP Ed. With a focus on obesity prevention, our new name under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act is the Nutrition Education and Obesity Prevention Program, and to coordinate with CDC, who's traditionally been following this policy systems and environmental approach. So over the course of 2010 to 2014, we've evolved our work As mentioned, the OMB report cited a lack of standardized performance measures across state programs to gauge progress. This was the most recent evaluation done, not the 2007 evaluation. Hence, in 2010, as an evaluation committee made common indicators a priority, and hence gave birth to the accountability and the communication subcommittees to really take that work forward in a smaller work groups between larger meetings. So over the course of 2010 to 2011, we assessed priorities. The first thing that we looked at was our current data collection system known as EARS, the Education Administrative Reporting System, which is our SNAP-Ed data collection system, to see really what was in place that we could use to collect all the wonderful work that we're doing now in PSEs. So we did find this very lacking, because as of now, and it is under revision and has been out for federal and public review, we are working with NCORE on identifying how we can capture this great work on our data collection system. As Andy mentioned, and I love that, what gets measured gets done. I just love that, and that is so true. So we really want to revise our data collection form so that we can capture PSEs, because currently that is not the situation. However, we did use that as a tool to start looking at the channels where we're delivering currently direct education to see which of those channels can we overlay with our PSE work so that we can really see which of those channels rise to the surface as priority channels for our new PSE work. And of course, we do all this work in tandem, as mentioned, with the Western Region Office Evaluation Framework under the leadership of Andy, as well as the SNAP-Ed Toolkit, which is a compilation of all the policy system and environmental interventions, either evidence-based or practice-tested, that we're collecting on an ongoing basis. And the new edition of that will also be out about the same time as the interpretive guide to the Western Region Evaluation Framework. So the accountability team started out by just doing a survey via SurveyMonkey, nothing really fancy. We sent out a survey through our membership listserv. 20 states had responded. We were looking at who was actually planning and or implementing PSE's work currently. We looked at the six domains, the Eat, Live, Learn, Work, Play, Shop, which aligns well with Western Region Evaluation Framework. And we looked at three of those top seven priority indicators, the ST4, the ST6, and the MT4 that Andy so well described. Identification of opportunities based on readiness and need, partnerships, and finally, nutrition supports adopted. And we focused on nutrition supports versus PA supports because states have been working longer in nutrition than with physical activity as one of the most latest additions to our SNAP-Ed programming. So we saw from this survey that about 25 of the states had reported in being one or more of the three indicators in 11 of the 28 or 39% of the framework channels. Those channels encompass four domains, the Live, Learn, Play, Shop, and you can see, I won't read, but you can see the select and respective sites within those domains. And similarly, although less, states were actually implementing in one or more of the three indicators in 21% of the framework's channels. There's a total of 28 channels in the Western Region Framework. So we saw the largest portion of the states in the Live and the Learn and the Shop domains working in these particular sites. Okay, so now we wanted to, we love to establish criteria because we need to have the criteria for our consistency, both in accountability as well as in communications. So we set up a criteria that we were looking at all of these authoritative resources and sources for, as well as our current data collection forms. And so for PSE work, we really tried to prioritize channels where we felt that a large population of the SNAP-Ed audience could be reached, channels where organized systems could have significant influence on the population, channels where partners are receptive or motivated or in that readiness mode for change, channels where effective interventions have already been developed to start on a good foot with a strong baseline. Channels where there's a smart niche or gap for SNAP Ed, channels where it's very feasible in the field to implement PSCs with current SNAP Ed resources, channels that have meaningful metrics, and channels that have a high potential for significant detectable change either on an annual or biannual basis. You know, many of our states are on one-year funded plans. Some states submit three-year plans, but we do have to think through Andy's lens that he laid out, the short, medium, long-term framework, because change does take time. Okay. So we looked at those EARS channels that are on the current data collection forms that we have, and we try to identify those that came to the top as naturals for PSC work due to their long-term, large-scale, and/or potential for permanent impact. So in other words, like public housing or libraries or shelters, we didn't really feel that we could really make a long-term impact in those types of channels. We looked at this in tandem with the channels of the Western Region Framework, and we prioritized those that had a, or could potentially have a great impact on large population segments relative to fruit and vegetable consumption, PA or physical activity, food insecurity, as well as overweight and obesity, with that life course approach with segments within our populations with the priorities on women, youth, and children. And we identified channels that were specific or have possible relevance to policy or decision makers. Okay, so now I'm moving through my slides as quickly as possible. I'm going to talk a little bit about the great work that Trina has led through our communications subcommittee of the evaluation committee. And the questions came up as to, well, why is communication so important, and what resources and tools do we have that are available? Are we all singing the same hymn within our states, across states? And how can SNAP Ed be highlighted on pertinent websites? So we looked at fact sheets, and we also looked at websites to come up with some areas for improvement. When we looked at the fact sheets, we wanted to take into account the readability, the audience, the issue, the message, the action. More is not better. You know, many of our policymakers, key decision makers, they don't have time to look at 20, 50-page documents. 1 to 2 pages max is what we recommend. A lot of white space, graphics, bullets, text boxes to emphasize our message, impact, and passion. I correlate that more with the impact being quantitative and the passion being qualitative. The passion is the stories, the testimonies, testimonials of the population that we served. And those two together make the perfect bookends to really tell the story of what we're doing in SNAP Ed and how we're changing behaviors within our population and changing lives. Planned redundancy, meaning consistent messaging, just like consistent indicators within and across states, and a voice both as a state or implementing agency, as well as collectively as a nation, using national statistics and common indicators. Here's some nice examples that we culled through, and I'm not trying to pick one state over the other, but this was a nice handout sample from Maine. This is from the SNAP Ed program in Michigan, based at MFF, where there are strong ties to built environment initiatives. This is a nice example from Ohio. If you want to get your congressional representatives interested, put their picture on your SNAP Ed on your SNAP Ed tools, because that's going to motivate them to really learn about the program if they're going to have to field questions and take responsibility for our work within their districts. Okay, so I'm wrapping up quickly, but the other component that we looked at under the guidance and leadership of Sue, of course, is all the websites that are out there that do contain information about our SNAP Ed work, as well as links to our partnerships. So if you imagine you're a new legislative staffer and you want to find out about SNAP Ed, what are you going to do? You're going to Google SNAP Ed. The first thing that's going to come up in your search results will be the SNAP Ed connection, the homepage, which has recently changed, but this is a new website. So here, this is our biggest portal, our biggest window into the work of SNAP Ed. So here we can get data and tools both on a national as well as a state basis. So we reviewed many of the websites that were connected to SnapEd Connection. We did find some deficiencies encompassing outdated materials, broken links, links that didn't show a clear connection to SnapEd, for example, links to and from state agencies, and some states' websites did lack attribution to SnapEd. So another set of criteria, 8 criteria as well, for our communications committee for website design is that we want to have a strong and a clear message, intuitive navigation, relevant content, keeping in mind the target audience or who's going to be using your website, a very innovative and contemporary design, analytics, which inclusive of both flow and traffic, as many connections to pertinent social media outlets, and getting rid of the clutter, just like the fact sheets, making it easy and readable and simple to use. Here's some examples of some nice websites that we came upon in the review. This is the Minnesota Chippewa tribe with a YouTube video. This is an example from Colorado, encompassing both FNEP and SnapEd in their website design. I encourage all of you that are working in SnapEd programming to make sure that your profiles are up to date, because I mentioned this is where staffers will go to get their information about programming within your state. And for those of you not working in SnapEd that would like to learn more about SnapEd programming, SnapEd Connection, will certainly give you that opportunity as well. So in summary, and under the auspices of the National Collaborative of Childhood Obesity Research, we are so very excited about continuing our work to establish common and meaningful priorities and indicators for national reporting of SnapEd's now comprehensive multi-level approaches, while at the same time collectively and effectively refining our communication strategies that demonstrate SnapEd impact. So thank you so much, and I guess we're going to hold questions.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.